Welcome back to Harper's Bazaar Arabia's weekly currently trending podcast. In this week's episode, we talk to Emirati fashion designer Shada Esser about inspirational women as a driving force for change, cultural identity, and the evolution of the Emirates. Hi, and welcome back to Harper's Bazaar Arabia's weekly currently trending podcast. I'm Emily Baxter Priest, the deputy editor here at Harper's, and today we are joined by the fabulous Shada Esser. It's really lovely to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Hi, Emily. It's a pleasure to be here on Emirati Women's Day and represent the modern Emirati woman.
As I was about to say, it's a very, very special day indeed, as today is Emirati Women's Day. Social media has come alive with incredible positive message as about passion and achievements of Emirati women. So it's a really exciting topic for us to discuss today. But before we dive into talking about Emirati Women's Day specifically, I'd really love to hear a little bit about you and your background. I know, obviously, that you're a fabulous fashion designer, but let's hear a little bit about Shada Esser, the woman, the mother, and also the fashion designer.
Of course. So I started my journey. I studied interior design, and then I worked in one of the biggest malls here in Dubai as a marketing, in the marketing department. After that, 2 years after that, I thought that I would change my path and follow my passion in the fashion design business. So I took a step forward and I was like, okay, let's rent out a space and move into an office and let's make this real.
And what year was that?
It was back in 2016.
Okay.
So I rented out the space, but I was terrified to move in. So 2 months after, I haven't stepped one foot into that space. and then I was like, okay, it's either I do it or I just accept failure. So I hired a tailor, an embroiderer, a production manager, and an accountant. That was around approximately 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. And today we have over 45 employees.
Wow, that's impressive. That's really exciting. And you produce mainly beautiful day wear, but really recently you launched your evening wear collection called Shada Esser Noir. Noir. Is that right?
Correct. Okay. So that's also based on what clients request for. I work very closely with our clients. And I saw that the wedding season is coming up. We've planned for this to be approximately launched next year, but because of the high demand, I thought, okay, let's do it now. And we did the photo shoot in Paris and so happy about the results.
So a lot of possibility with your brand and expansion and catering to the needs of the Emirati woman, discerning fashionable Emirati women.
The expansion is coming way too early and that's kind of scary, but taking the risk. I think it's healthy, but it's a bit scary to take the risk.
Where there's demand, right?
Exactly.
Now, obviously, as we mentioned, we are celebrating Emirati Women's Day, which is a really exciting topic. What makes you feel most Emirati?
I would say I'm most proud of the sense of hospitality, I think. Like you would see that in our houses, you would see that in our country. The UAE is home to over 200 nationalities, with over 80% being foreign born as well. So you would see that everywhere within the country, within our houses. I would even see that in my 3-year-old son. Like whenever we have people over, he would beg them to stay more. He would like go and bake cakes for them, bring drinks, and like he would really enjoy their company. And we just love having people over, hospitality. Like I would really say that that's one of the things that I'm most proud of as being Emirati.
I've been in this region in Dubai for 10 years and I definitely would concur. I think the hospitality and the generosity and kindness of the Emiratis that I've met, especially the Emirati women that I get to work with on Harper's, is phenomenal. You know, we do these wonderful stories and, you know, once they're published or they go live, there's always such an amazing feedback from them. And then, you know, asking us over for dinner or for coffee or for lunch, we must celebrate. It's really wonderful.
Yes, it is. You get that sense of fulfillment as well. It's nice. It's very nice.
Now, talking about the fact that I've only been here for 10 years, but you, you obviously born and raised in Dubai. So really interesting to know, to kind of go back sort of 20, 30 years and find out what the Emirates was like back then, because I've seen a lot of change in 10 years, but you must have seen a phenomenal amount.
So you would see the change like from generation to generation. I come from a family who are like very well educated, back from my grandmother. She used to love reading books. So books was her passion. I still remember her amazing selection of books. She had a huge bookshelf. So what she would do, like back in her time, it wasn't very common for women to be out there and stuff like that. So what she would do is she would gather the women around from her neighborhood, and she would give them like lectures around the community, around like everything, history. And she would just sit there, and she was really, really, like she was very well known to be that woman who shares the knowledge, who gives people, like she was very generous. And then after that, you would see my mother, who has dedicated her time into children's education. She spent her time, like more than 20 years of her life, in children's education. She was also a principal and won many awards after that as well. And then, so you'd see how, like the generation would evolve from one generation to another. And then you come to my generation, and you just see how my parents and my grandparents are proud to see. I think that proud to see what I have achieved today. I think that the steps that they took back then have paved the way for us today to follow our journey and follow our passion. And I think that with globalization, the Emirates has evolved so much. And you can see it now. You can see it in our skyscrapers. You can see it in our education. You can see it everywhere.
There seems to be so much pride here in the Emirates, and the kind of pride that people really want to pass down the generations. And
correct.
As you were saying, you know, the information, sort of education, you know, cultural and societal that your grandmother wanted to pass down to your mother,
correct.
That your mother then passed down through education. And it's really interesting to know that there's such sort of, you know, patriotism here, and everyone's so proud.
So
And there's, as you say, there's, you know, mass globalization, and I think you said there were over 200
nationalities. 200 nationalities. Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Amazing.
You know, all bringing their own sort of culture and heritage to the UAE. But the pride that sort of is held here, you know, wanting to keep history and heritage alive is,
correct.
I think, probably somewhere something that you don't really see in many other places as much as you see here.
We're a very tribal community, as you can see here. Like, you would see, but that's more in the history, maybe. Now we're more towards the modern world. But like, culture and tradition is very important and remains, in fact, a crucial point of our upbringing. I think, in my opinion, it's important to uphold our culture and tradition, pass it on to our next generation. I also believe that a strong cultural identity gives you that sense of belonging. It gives you that feeling of home, and it also gives you cultural roots and, for here, mostly self-esteem as well.
Now, talking about sort of women more specifically, as we are celebrating Emirati Women's Day, what is it, do you think, that the UAE and the rulers here really sort of offer in terms of supporting, helping, and sort of embracing and cherishing Emirati women?
So I think today you can see, like, even the federal government has over 9 ministers who are female, and that makes up around 27% of the government body. So I think, you can already see the change. You can already see that women have taken over managerial positions, are now even involved in decision making processes. So I think we're almost there. We also have the youngest minister in the world, who is also a female, Her Excellency Shamel Mazrouei. So I think we're there. We can see the change, and now I think. There are many quotes with His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid of empowering women, empowering the youth as well. So I think it's a good step that we've taken way back in time, and now you can see the results laying out.
I think a big part of that is also down to social media, because it's not something that's happened, you know, in the last week or month or year.
Of course, of course.
It's something that's been generated over time. But because of the sort of onset of social media and you know, the digital era, it becomes so much more apparent to us. You know, we're going through our phones all day, every day, and there are pictures and quotes and tags of amazing women who are doing incredible things.
Correct.
But it's brought much more to your attention now that social media is, you know, we're all such avid social media users. It's just much more apparent to us.
Because everything is now live.
Yeah.
So as we speak, you can see our picture somewhere mm-hmm. else. And our lives have become more transparent. Everything is now digital. The world has evolved. So what happens in Dubai can be seen mm-hmm. in New York City in a blink of an eye. So I think that evolution, the globalization, like there are no boundaries anymore. Like the whole world, you can see everything. And even with female empowerment, you see it here, you see it all around the world. Like there are people, there are presidents, there are prime ministers who are females now. So I think we've reached to a point that we're past, we see someone with their hard work and dedication mm-hmm. more than anything else.
And what would you say makes you feel proud is to be Emirati? Putting you on the spot now.
I would say, again, the sense of hospitality. Mm-hmm. So that really is something that I think makes me proud. And our rich culture and tradition, and just that sense of family and home and all of these things.
Now, I know a lot of people, Arabs and Emiratis, throughout the year travel to different countries. You know, for example, London a lot over the summer and during the festive holidays. But of the people who are coming here, the tourists or the expats like myself who are sort of visiting or moving to the UAE, what would you want them to know about Emiratis, Emirati women, or the UAE? What do you want to kind of champion?
So I think a lot of people, when they come here, they... the abaya or the shela can be sometimes like a barrier, but I think we've come to a point that we have modernized everything, and women in Dubai are being appointed as ministers. They are being entrepreneurs. They're in the aviation industry, so you would see them in every field mm-hmm. possible, in medicine, in technology. So they're everywhere. So I would really think that like the UAE has given us the opportunity to explore whatever we want to, like follow our dreams, follow our passion. And I've seen it even today. I've seen a few women. I've seen a female Emirati chef who works at Burj Al Arab. That, to me, like maybe 10 years ago, mm-hmm. wouldn't be a norm, but now it's something that we embrace and we like seeing. So, and another example is one of my friends as well, who is a fitness coach. So you would see that variety of fields that women are now experiencing. And I think it's a good turn of events, and it's you can see how modernization, globalization has affected us in the UAE.
And at some point, hopefully in the not too distant future, it will become the norm.
Of course.
That the, you know, Emirati women are in these incredible places of positions of power and education and, you know, various different fields. And it won't be a topic that we feel like we have to discuss, because it's something that's
normal.
Yeah, it's just become, you know, what it should be.
Continue to
really
inspire.
Yeah,
well.
Absolutely. How important to you is cultural identity as an Emirati woman?
Very, very important. I think that culture and tradition gives you that sense of belonging. And that's why I want to instill that that thing into my children's upbringing as well. It's very important for me to make sure that they get exposed to everything around the world, mm-hmm. but their core remains within the Emirati culture and tradition. Like, they must never forget the traditions that we must follow, certain cultures that we have here. Like, given, like, even examples for us, we've traveled the world, like me and my husband, my parents as well, and siblings. We've visited a lot of countries around the world. We've seen world cultures. We've seen everything, but we remain, our culture and tradition remains our core identity, I would say.
And as we were saying earlier on, I have a little daughter, and there are definitely things that I would want to pass on to her, you know, as a mother and as a woman, about empowerment and, you know, dreams. As an Emirati woman, what do you want to pass on to your two boys?
One thing that I really want them to do is always follow their passion. I think that's something that... like, we come to learn as we grow. Like, I studied interior design, and I worked 2 years in marketing, but I ended up in fashion design. So I think sometimes you don't always necessarily see it right through from the beginning, but with time you come to know what you really enjoy and what you really love. So I think one thing is to follow their passion, and culture and identity remain something very important here. And I've made that clear even to my husband when he first got married. Like, culture, I want them to be exposed to everything around the world. I want them to travel the world. I want them to even maybe study abroad if something wasn't available here in Dubai. But culture and tradition is something.
And always to know who they are and where they come from,
of
and
course.
How important that is to...
Of course.
To you and to past generations and future generations.
And it's always important to see the world in a positive lens. That's, like, in my opinion. And if there's one thing that I've learned with time is never to take no for an answer. This is something that I've learned from my partner as well. A personal story here. We were once going to the movies in Mall of the Emirates, and it was 10 minutes after the movies, and when we walked into the teller, we asked him if we would like tickets for this movie. And he was like, sorry, the movie is fully booked. And my husband, he was so, like, on his
persistent
case. Yeah, and he was on his case. He's like, I want two tickets. And he showed us the screen. He was like, sir, there are no tickets. And then I told him, okay, there are no tickets. Can we please go? And then he said, no, I want to see this movie. I'm here, and I came all the way to Emirates Mall. I need to see this movie. And surprisingly enough, we got two tickets and two seats that are way above, like, one of the first rows in the screen. And we watched the entire movie, and we were very happy to see it. So after that point, I was like, okay, never take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, persistence is key, definitely. So ever since then, I thought that's one thing that I want to teach and pass on to anyone who's listening even today. Never take no for an answer. Never, ever. Like, if you want something, you take what's yours.
Now, we were talking a little bit about Emirati sort of culture that you're very, very proud of. But what exactly is it about kind of Emirati culture in terms of, I guess, more tangible things like the Arabic coffee? Is it the amazing desserts you have?
Yeah.
Is it the, I don't know. I'd just be interested to hear sort of, I guess, the more kind of immediate things that our listeners can then go off and maybe research or find taste or smell.
Yes, of course. So with Emirati culture, there's a lot to explore. So in terms of culinary, you have... there's something called the gemat.
Mm-hmm.
They're like round balls of, you would say, donuts. They're more similar to donuts. And you have date syrup drizzled all over. This is something that we usually have in Ramadan. Even if I'm on diet, even if it's anything, like, if I see it in front of me, I have to have a bite. That's one thing that I absolutely love. Dates is another thing. Even if I'm traveling abroad, first thing I do when I come back, just to grab a few bites of that. In terms of fashion and history, there is something called telly. Not sure if you've heard about it.
But maybe you can just explain it to our listeners.
So they're basically just threads that there's like a round piece of cushion that you tie the thread around, and then they just kind of intertwine the threads together. So so it's like forming
a crisscross.
A crisscross kind of thing. And you won't see it much here. You won't see people of my generation doing it. So whenever I walk into my husband's family's house, I would see his grandmother working on it. And it's quite nice. So she would work on it, and then she would put it on a scarf. She would put it on a piece of clothing or a kaftan or something. And it's nice. It's nice that she has created something, and then you see it. You see her wearing it. So that's another thing that I think is very special in terms of culture.
And there's always Arabic coffee, the strongest coffee in the world.
Arabic coffee. There are many kinds of Arabic coffee. So there's the local one, and then there's a Saudi one. The Saudi one is a bit more. It's a bit more lighter. I'm not a very big coffee fan, but whenever there's Arabic coffee, once you walk into that room, you would smell it. Even if it's just a small tiny cup, you would smell that coffee. So that's another thing that we're really fond of here. One more thing that I wanted to mention is the oud. A lot of people here love perfumes, and they love that sense of oud, misk is like musk. And then you have tchoun. Tchoun is something that they create. They come in like small pieces of round balls. And then we put a piece of charcoal, and then we put that thing on it. And then it just, the whole room smells like oud. So you have all these different things in terms of like culinary, in terms of fashion and scents and like fragrance. So there's a lot to explore.
Kind of cultural identities can and often is very tangible. There are lots of things that you can do, visit, see, taste that help you feel part of that culture.
Exactly.
Okay, so it is, as we have said, Emirati Women's Day. So we can't go a second further without discussing some of the incredible Emirati women that, as I said, have been celebrated on all over social media today. So I know that you have a couple of women who particularly inspire you. So perhaps you could tell me a little bit about them.
So Her Excellency Shamal Mazrui, she's a person that I admire. I admire her ambition. I admire her for achieving so much at such a young age. Like being a minister of youth at the age of 22, that itself is like an achievement. I think she has a really bright future ahead of her, and she doesn't only set a great example for women across the UAE, but also for women across the globe. I've learned so much from her, like the way she talks, the way she perceives things. I once saw a video of her talking in Chinese. I got so inspired. Like the next week, I called up the Language Institute. I was like, I want to learn Chinese. And today I learned Chinese, so I speak Chinese as well.
Oh, you do? Gosh, that's amazing. And that was all down to hearing her.
Down to hearing her. It was just like a 20-second video.
You really can get inspired from so many different ways.
Exactly, exactly. And like I always felt that Chinese was a very hard language to learn. And trust me, it is. It's a very tonal language. But once you put your head into it and you focus, you can achieve anything. Never take no for an answer. Another Emirati woman that I see as a role model is the amazing Asma Siddiq Al-Mutawwa. Asma is a woman that's ahead of her time. Her ideas are unique and always patriotic. She has founded Al-Multaqa Literary Saloon, which is directed towards the need to read and promote the Arabic language. I feel that the Arabic language here in Dubai is, like, for me, I learned it in school, I learned it with my family, but even for my kids now, I still want them to learn proper Arabic in terms of grammar and because there are two kinds of Arabic, so we call it the Ammi, which is like the more casual Arabic, and then there's
like colloquial.
And then so I feel that the Arabic language, so English here, everyone speaks English. Like my kids, since they're born, you would see them like talking English. English is now very common here in Dubai. So She has founded this literary salon that focuses on reading and promoting the Arabic language. She has been also been awarded the membership of the Movement of Clubs for UNESCO in 2006. And she has contributed to numerous events revolved around the UAE, which shows the love and passion that she has towards this amazing country. She has also founded the Heritage Walk.
Mm-hmm.
So a few months ago, she physically walked from Al Ain all the way to Abu Dhabi.
Wow. So, how many miles is that, do you know?
I have no idea, but I remember all the pictures that she used to take and stuff like that. So the Heritage Walk is also based on, like long ago, the men used to go out for fishing, and then the women from Al Ain used to walk all the way to Abu Dhabi to greet them once they're back. So they used to walk a lot before from Al Ain all the way to Abu Dhabi and then back again from Abu Dhabi to Al Ain. So this heritage walk is just like reliving that moment. So her like she has dedicated her life just on the Arabic language, the heritage and the culture of the UAE. So I really, really, really look up to this woman in so many different aspects, in terms of culture, in terms of tradition, in terms of like even in terms of fashion sense, I love what she wears. She's always up to date, and her interior design skills, like she's an all-rounder with like everything. She's
jealous.
Yeah, exactly. But she's amazing. I love her. I look up to her so much as well.
I think there is just such a wealth of incredibly inspiring Emirati women here. One of the things I absolutely love in my position on Harper's Bazaar Arabia is is interviewing people like you and interviewing a lot of these women who are sort of record-breaking first. You know, it might be Nala Al-Khaja, who is the first Emirati filmmaker, female filmmaker, who I think she was one of my very first interviews when I joined Harper's.
Okay.
Then That's we have Elam Al-Qassimi, the first Arab woman to reach the North Pole. We have Zahra Lowry, the first UAE female figure skater. There are so many. Can't possibly mention them all here. And I feel like I'm missing out some super important ones.
Yes.
But there is a real passion of mine as well. And I think it's something I really cherish, being able to meet these incredible women and really learn from them and walk away from all the interviews I do feeling truly inspired. And
yes, and back to my point, I think that you can see that female Emirati women have explored all different kinds of, they've tapped on all different kinds of industries. So you just mentioned the filmmaker, the mountain climber. So you would see all these different you would see all these Emirati women who have explored and followed their passion. And I think that's what's incredible nowadays. You would see people doing what they love and following their dreams.
I think it's something really beautiful here that, it is a nation that is built on dreams, and it's a nation that really supports growth and development and turning those dreams into reality. And I don't think you really get that anywhere else in the world apart from here.
And you see the rulers actually recognizing whoever achieves anything. You would see that the whole country is happy for them. You would see the whole country celebrating with them. So I think that's something that I also love as being part of an Emirati culture and tradition. I think that if, like, we're so connected, the whole, like, because we're a minority here, and we're so connected. So if someone does something, you would see the whole Emirati region just celebrating, and they're all happy of their achievements. I think that's not something that's really nice as well.
Again, it just goes back to that sort of beautiful pride and patriotic spirit,
exactly.
Which I think is definitely something you don't get as much as you do here.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much. It's been really, really wonderful to speak to you, especially on Emirati Women's Day. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure being here.
And thank you very much for listening to. If you're new to Currently Trending, don't forget to subscribe, rate and review our podcast. And for more daily fashion, beauty, and celebrity exclusives, you can visit harpersbazaararabia.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you so much, and see you next week.